I'm joined here by Shannon Wheel of Gweedore, looking forward to the Senior B final. Niamh Connell standing in Gweedore's way once again. How are you looking forward to this match?
Yeah, it should be good. You know, Niamh Connell, or any day you play Niamh Connell, you know, you're probably going in as underdogs, but you know, we'll give it a rattle and we'll hopefully come out on the right side of it.
Yeah, what kind of championship have you had to date?
You know, fairly decent. You know, we had a decent enough group games. We won three, lost one. The last one was a bit of a dead rubber now, but I suppose it opened our eyes a wee bit. And we had a tough quarter final then against a good tournament team, the one intermediate last year. And we just about got over them. There was only a kick of a ball in it, and it was the same then with Dunlow in the semi-final. We just about got over them as well, you know. So we've had a few tough games there this last couple of weeks, so the week break now ahead of the finals, it's well needed.
Yeah, a lot of young players coming through with Gweedore, and young fellas keen to get into the team and hold down their place.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a lot of success there at minor and 20s level this past couple of years, and I suppose that's kind of coming through now at reserve level and senior level. You know, so the majority of the team there would be, you know, late teens, early 20s, and then there's a few older heads like myself there knocking about still. But yeah, it's a lovely wee mix.
Did we see Eamon McGee talking out there at the weekend?
You did, surely. Yeah, he's hard to miss. Yeah, he's hard to miss them curls he has. But yeah, no, he's playing inside for us and full forward or corner forward. And, you know, he's a real outlet for us. Great to have him in the dressing room too, you know, great experience. He's been there and done it all. So anything at all that can be passed on from him, it's a big bonus.
Yeah, and obviously the senior team still going well and going well throughout the championship. So they're building up to a big game, and you know the numbers are good. You had a third team this year as well, so you know all that all augurs well. And I'm sure it's going to be a big fortnight where lads are trying to make sure they're got their place in the team.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have so many numbers at training, you know, and every man's pushing for a jersey, whether it be at reserve level or senior level, and it just, you know, it adds a real quality to training. It increases the seniors' chances because, you know, the reserves are pushing really hard, and it works again then for the reserves because the seniors are pushing really hard. So the parish will go green and white now, and hopefully we'll get big numbers out to the reserve and the senior game. And, you know, you only need to look at the team sheet there. I don't think I've ever seen a team sheet as big, though. It's 36, 37 names on it. You looked even at their bench there, you know, Owen Wade, Dara Gallagher, few Thompsons knocking around there, Aaron and Leon, you know, they're all senior county champions, you know, been there, done that. And then obviously the 15 they played, you know, there's a lot of youth in the team as well. Boys that have played senior throughout the league and that, and maybe just, you know, missed out in championship squads, but definitely will be pushing and trying to get into the championship team. So absolutely a lot of quality in there. And, you know, we know we're going to have to be at our top, you know, to get over them.
Yeah, and a victory for yourselves could set things up nicely for your senior team, and you'll be hoping they get two cups down the road.
That's it. Look, there'll be a great atmosphere in O'Donnell Park with the reserve and the senior having the same team. So, you know, if we were lucky enough to get over the line, you know, it'll definitely get the fans singing and cheering, you know, and it'll definitely build a big atmosphere for the senior boys coming out, and hopefully that'll be able to give them a bit of a lift as well.